The fact is, if we're going to respond to this crisis, we need to break a whole bunch of the free market rules that these guys hold very dear. We need to regulate. We need to get in the way of the fossil fuel companies, who have made it clear that they are willing to dig up 5 times more carbon than our atmosphere can absorb and still stay below catastrophic warming. We need to invest heavily in the public sphere. We need to do that to protect ourselves from storms like Sandy, but also to lower our emissions so we don't have more and more such extreme storms. Now, I admit that I think that's good news. I think it'll create jobs. I think it'll create more livable cities. I think we'll have cleaner air. I think we'll have stronger communities if we respond to this crisis seriously. But I can understand why, from a hardcore free market conservative perspective, if you live at the Cato Institute and the American Enterprise Institute, this would feel like the end of the world. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of their world.